Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
As a Catholic, and someone who's proud to admit it, I was surprised to hear the remarks from the White House press secretary today following the president's comments. Mr. Trump went into the White House briefing room and told the press that governors around the country need to declare all houses of worship essential. They need to reopen them immediately, and if they don't, the president will overrule them. Now, the president has made threats in the past to overrule governors that never panned out because there were questions over whether he even had the authority to do that. So in this case, my colleague Ben Tracy from CBS News asked what federal authority does Mr. Trump have to do this? And the press secretary insinuated that reporters were trying to keep churches closed. That's not true.